It's FPL Face Off, the Casuals. We're back, and it's been an interesting week. I'm here with Craig.
Hello.
Craig, you don't seem so happy.
I'm not happy.
Yeah, I am. Cock-a-hoop, to be honest. Yeah, you've had a bit of a stinker.
I've had a shocker. Well, it's not, I mean, it's just above average, which, well...
5-2.
Yeah. But when you look at everybody else in the leagues, yeah, it's not looking good.
No.
Just quickly go through it then. Go on, hurry up.
I want to stretch this out a bit, if you don't mind. We're going to look at the Kings versus Casuals. And one of the Casuals was a bit of a king this week.
Yeah.
King for a day. It was me.
Yeah, 81. Yeah,
81. Beating your above average score of 60.
Yep.
I also beat Fitz by 1 point.
Yeah, he got 80.
He got 80. I smashed Jim.
I did, yeah.
47.
That's
well below average.
Yeah.
Must have had a day off.
I looked at his team, and to be fair, it's not far off mine, so that's probably why it's not done great.
I can see why. But your score of 60 means you've dropped down to third place.
Yeah, by 1 point.
By 1 point. Fitz has jumped you.
Oh, that's disgusting. It was really frustrating. But yeah, fair play. We'll see how we finish up. But
Okay, it's a long way to go, but what I will say is 81. What a score.
Yeah, right. Come on then. Someone Captain Palmer here.
Did you mean
to Captain Palmer?
Yes, I did.
Bullshit.
I did. Now, I spoke about making changes for my team.
Yeah.
I didn't change my team. I went bold, held on to it. And I looked at the fixtures and I just thought, after seeing Liverpool play Atalanta,
yeah,
I thought this could be a bit nervy.
Mm.
It turned out to be very nervy.
Yeah.
Losing 1-0 at Anfield to Palace. And also, I just thought, is this a sort of wobble moment for Arsenal? After saying I was load up on Arsenal, and we were quite right pointing out, I'd already had 3 Arsenal, so I didn't see the point in changing that.
Yeah. And then they did what they did.
They did what they did, so that turned out to be an interesting move. But let's go for... I said about going for the outliners, and I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
I've got a bit of a confession.
Go on.
And now I'm realising that's actually what's dropped me down by that point. Right, so...
That's brilliant.
I had Son. He only got 1 point.
Yeah.
But that 1 point would have meant I wouldn't have dropped down. I went on Twitter an hour before the deadline, and the big accounts, which have had a pretty much 100% record for the last couple of years, had breaking news. And it's not just one account. There's a lot of big accounts with hundreds of thousands of followers. All said that Foden was in the starting lineup. We spoke last week about how he went off injured.
Yeah.
So I thought... I might be onto something here.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to take him out. No one expects him to play, and he's in the starting lineup. All the information was false.
Yes.
And he didn't play at all.
No, and what was quite interesting about it is I also saw some of those reports.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. So I left Foden in, but I knew I had Alvarez.
Oh, so you cheated as well.
Alvarez on the... Yeah, well, because I thought I've got to get somewhere.
Yeah.
It turns out cheating works quite well in this game.
It does sometimes. Not...
No, but I didn't actually see it on the Twitter accounts because... Yeah. I'm not actually on Twitter anymore.
No.
But
get banned again, do we?
Yeah. Oh, you know.
What did you say to Elon this time?
So I just saw it on, I think it was like a Talk Sport report.
Yeah, there was a few people reporting it.
So I just went with that, and Alvarez gave me 2 points, Foden didn't. And that's why I beat Fitz by 1 point. It was a sneaky manoeuvre.
Yeah, very well done.
Yes, very.
I still don't believe you did Palmer on purpose.
I had him the week before,
yeah,
and he let me down. But I just thought he's the best Chelsea player there is.
Yeah, he's the only
at the moment. I mean, he scored 7 goals in what? 3
yeah,
games.
Cucurella got 10 points as well.
Yeah, I mean that shows how bad Everton were.
Yeah, Gusto would have had 6, but he was on my bench. Yeah, I've had a shocker. I had 2 defenders on 0. That's Gabriel and Udogi.
Yeah,
Bradley got 1. Now he's injured.
Yeah,
brilliant. My Altnori guy didn't play. The guy from Wolves, he's now injured. These are the 2 players I brought in for this week coming up because it's a double game week. I did have Palmer, but I didn't captain him. Yeah, Garnacho got 4, and everybody else pretty mediocre. Haaland, my captain, got 20 because he was my captain. He got 10.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean that was the thing. I had Solanke in my team as well, but all the Arsenal players I had in let me down. Leno was a good goalkeeping choice, by the way.
Yeah. 9 points from Leno.
9 points, yeah. I'm going to check him out because I think he's probably the best goalkeeper at the moment, isn't he?
I think Onana was up there overall for the season. I'm not sure in the last few run of games, but Onana's got the most clean sheets.
Wow, is he? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
and he's, yeah. I mean, let's be honest, he faces the most shots as well.
He does, yeah, that's true. But yeah, my Arsenal players, a total of two. So I had Saliba, Gabriel, Martinelli. Liverpool players gave me 5 points with Bradley, Salah and Darwin.
Yeah, no one really saw that coming though, did they? Let's be honest. No one saw Palace beating Liverpool and then not scoring. No one saw Villa beating Arsenal and them not scoring.
And no one saw a 6-0 up for Chelsea.
No, that was crazy. Have we seen the penalty incident?
No, is it bad?
It's just stupid. I don't know. Palmer's been taking penalties all season.
Oh,
yeah?
Do you mean... I thought you meant the actual reason for the penalty given. No, the little...
The fallout, yeah.
That was such playground shit, wasn't it?
It was ridiculous. And, like, Nick Jackson... Like, not only is he not getting me points, now he's acting like a tit. Like, it's, yeah, I don't like him. But, yeah, and that put Palmer now, he's joint with Haaland on 20 goals, the top goal scorer of the Premier League. So, yeah, I'd be pretty annoyed if I was Palmer and someone tried to take that off of me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chance to go, you know, top and in my first season at Chelsea.
I'm pretty annoyed as well because he's got 4 goals.
Yeah. Well, he took it in the end. But,
yeah,
like,
did, but I would have been annoyed if he hadn't like, take it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But Solanke's...
Yeah, not only is Jackson not getting your points, he's trying to cost you points.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think at the beginning of the season, you were saying what a great player he was.
I did put him in as, a bit of a differential, but it turns out, no, he's pretty rubbish.
Talking of players that are... putting him to teams. Last week we had a little debate about a player that I thought you'd made up.
Yeah, I got that wrong.
You sent me a message, didn't you?
I said he was a Brentford player. I was talking about the Crystal Palace player.
Hence the reason I couldn't realise who you were talking about.
Yeah, it was quite late when we recorded. And I meant Crystal Palace. Yeah, just clarify from that, from all the weird messages I've got over the week. Thank you.
There we go. Okay. So that was my team. And an interesting one now is... Well, the leagues that we've got, because of my good score, I jumped. I didn't jump a few places, but I beat a few people. I beat you. That was the most important thing. But there was one of our friends in our sort of local sort of friend group.
Yep.
That done extremely well, and that was Rob.
Yeah, Rob Stokes. Rob Stokes, 107 points.
Was it 107? Let's just check that.
Yeah.
109.
109?
Oh.
109
points.
Wow, there you go.
It's almost double yours.
Yeah, I think he had Isaac, Gordon. Yeah, you can see where he's got the points from. Palmer, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, this is a bit of a fluke score.
I mean, he's on 1,650 for the season, yeah. So that's 200 off you.
Yeah, and I'm pretty shit.
Yeah, there you
go. So, you know, that just tells you he may not have concentrated the whole season.
No.
But what a score.
Yeah, massive fluke. Well done, Rob.
Yeah. Craig's not in the complimentary mode today.
No, I'm not.
Right, we're going to quickly look at the fixtures going forward.
This is going to annoy me even more because I've been saying how we're going to gear up for this double game week.
Yeah.
And I've been bringing in all these players and now half of them are bloody injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and there is lots of double game weeks, teams in double game weeks this week, isn't there? So
yeah, you've got Arsenal and Liverpool, the obvious ones. You've got to have three of each.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to, because football tells you that they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
I've got three of each.
Yeah, same.
I've potentially got two Man City players if Foden comes back.
Mm-hmm. Man City, yeah, they've got one game this week. Brighton away. Sheffield United have got Burnley at home and Manchester United away.
Now, that could be 6 points for them.
I mean, you wouldn't bet against it at the minute, would you? No. I thought the Brentford game was going to be the worst of the season, and I was sorely mistaken.
Well, I think your prediction last week was Sheffield United would beat Brentford.
Yeah, it didn't, did they?
But what was the score? Let's have just
it was 2-0.
It was 2-0. 2-0. Yeah, good prediction.
Yeah.
My prediction of Brentford going down is still on.
Yeah, it is.
But now Everton has got weird sort of things going on.
We don't know what's going on with the points at the minute.
No.
Very strange. Like, we're talking about Premier League points. Like, yeah, I don't know. They just seem to be, like, I don't know. They're just trying to make it a bit more exciting.
surely you've got to sort this out before this season comes in. Because now they're appealing.
You'd think they'd do it in one lump. One lump sum. If you're going to take points, you can't just keep taking points.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's crazy.
And what, you know, I'm sure when Man City get all their fines and...
Yeah, and I mean, they did, like, Everton, I think they got 10 out of their... off their possible 12 points after they got a first points deduction, they got, I think they got a 10 points from it.
Yeah.
And then they put up a performance like they did last night, and they lost 5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Fantastic.
They do have Forest at home and Liverpool away in the double game week. Liverpool at home. But, yeah, I mean, they've got to do something. And Forest are battling. That should be quite a scrappy game, I'd imagine. Liverpool at Forest.
Liverpool Forest will be.
Which, if you had to pick an Everton player, would you put someone like that in? No.
No.
I'd struggle as well. Just that Liverpool game. Yeah, that kind of puts me off. Crystal Palace have also got a double game week.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest. I know they beat Liverpool, and it's not sour grapes.
Mm.
They're not great.
They're not great at all. No.
And I know they scored, but I think that was probably one of their only two shots on target, I think.
There was two shots on target.
Yeah,
I mean,
it could have been 2-0 in the first 10 minutes. The Liverpool all over the place. Mm. But, yeah, I wouldn't put many Palace players in, to be honest. I couldn't even... They're that unexciting.
That Mater, I think his name is. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
The Brentford lad.
Yeah. I mean, that is a shout for a differential, because I don't think many people will go for him. And that could be a bit of a punt, bit of a gamble.
I think that is a massive punt, because he hasn't got many this season.
Well, he's done all right recently. That's the thing. I mean,
Palace have changed their manager. I've got to be honest, they're that uninteresting. I can't remember their manager's name.
I don't think anyone knows, do they?
No.
There we go.
So, their style of football is not the greatest. I still think Bournemouth, having Solanke in, he seems to be on fire this season.
Yeah, he doesn't stop scoring, does he?
But
him and Watkins just...
Well,
like,
that's the play I was going to say. They're playing Villa.
Yeah.
And Watkins is the best striker in the game.
Mm-hmm.
As in FPL.
Yeah.
He just seems to be scoring for fun.
Those two...
Except for whenever I've had him.
Yeah. No, he's done well for me. I did get rid of him. I think that was a bad mistake, because I thought he might have got over his purple patch.
Do you think a lot of people will bring him in this week?
No, I don't, because they've only got one. So I think if you're bringing anyone in, you've really got to look for some doubles. Do you know what I mean? You've just got double the chance, haven't you, really? And the way things are at the minute at the top, everyone seems to be having a little bit of wobble, with the exception of Man City.
Well, Man City, unfortunately...
And no one's going to be bringing in Brighton players anyway, because they've... No. Yeah.
And does anyone want to bring in Spurs players? Again, they are Spursy, aren't they?
Unbelievably Spursy. I mean, I actually got rid of Son for Foden.
I
don't really regret it, to be honest with you.
I actually kind of want Villa to get that fourth spot now.
Yeah.
Why are Spursy so Spursy? You've changed the manager.
It's in the DNA.
Players. I don't know how. What is it?
I don't know.
You changed the stadium. What else can you do?
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, selling your top scorer for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
I would have thought.
Yeah. He's so unlucky as well, isn't he? Can you imagine if he actually doesn't, like, win or something in his career? Because he's, what is he now, 30 now, I think?
Yeah.
31, something like that? And
big game for Kane tonight, isn't there? At time of recording, Arsenal are playing
Bayern tonight.
And I don't know. I wonder if Arsenal got their eye on the Premier League, or are they going... Well, we haven't got the Premier League, so let's go for Champions League. It's an interesting one. It is in Bayern, though, isn't it? So
I mean, I fancy Bayern to get through that, to be honest with you. I think Kane... That'll be my prediction this week, actually. I know it's not anything to do with Premiership, but I think Kane's going to come back and haunt Arsenal.
You can't see the smile on Craig's face here.
I really don't like Arsenal. Growing up as a United fan with, you know, Wenger years, Fergie, you know.
So, we're talking of Man United. I'm just looking at their run-in.
They've got, on paper, they've got a great run-in.
No, it's a tough run-in. It's a tough run-in.
Yeah.
Sheffield United, Burnley, Palace. Arsenal, Newcastle, Brighton.
Yeah.
The last three, I think you're going to get humped in.
Arsenal Newcastle's a double game week in 37. Unless there's an amazing upturn in our performance, I can't see me bringing in any United player with the exception of Bruno. If I've got the funds, I might take a punt on him in the double game week. But you've got to be crazy to go for United at the minute. They just look terrible.
No, I know we're looking at double game weeks this week, but one team that has, I think, has got a lovely run in is Newcastle.
They do.
And Isaac might be a player that I might bring in.
They've got the exact same next three games as United, yeah. obviously in different order.
They are, and for some reason it looks a lot better.
It does look a lot better. Yeah, they've also got a double game week coming up. So,
and
like
you are obviously the opposition.
One of them.
Yeah, I think if lump on Newcastle players.
Well, what you do in your free time, mate, your business. Isaac Gordon he's one of those players that hasn't really had a bad run. He just seems to constantly be getting points. Isaac on fire at the minute, points wise.
Yeah.
They're definitely two to look at going forward. Like they're kind of the ones if you did get in, you probably would keep them to the end of the season unless they got injured, because that is such a nice little run
now
for Newcastle.
I am going to stick to my guns. I'm not bringing Luton players in, but Morris has got a great run of games for Luton, Brentford, Wolves, Everton, West Ham, Fulham.
It's a nice run, but no.
Still not going to do
it. No, I'm not doing it.
He is one of the best strikers in the game.
Absolutely.
We have to stick to our guns.
Yeah. I mean, I did take him out in for Haaland, didn't I, 1 week, which went spectacularly wrong.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the big games this week, Chelsea have got Arsenal.
Yeah.
I might not captain Palmer, but he's on such great form.
That would be a bold, bold statement. The only way you'd captain Palmer is if you forgot to do your team, I'd imagine.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I think you're taking a big punt if you captain Palmer against Arsenal.
Yeah, I think realistically, if I'm going to put a captain in, it is going to be for one that's got double game week.
Yeah,
it's got to be sensible.
I think the obvious choice would be Salah. They got Fulham and Everton.
Say that, mate. He's been on such bad run of form.
He hasn't really hit the ground since he came back from the African Cup of Nations.
Yeah,
he's not really done much.
He has. Well, it's also he just for me. He looks like a player who's got his eye out the door.
I think he's off in the summer.
Yeah. So you're not going to get injured.
Yeah. Well, there is that, isn't there? Yeah.
Especially for the money that's being touted around for him and his potential wages.
Is it Saudi after him, I imagine? Yeah, of course it is. Yeah,
yeah, 100%. So we'll see. But in terms of predictions...
Just quickly, Saka would be also a shout, obviously.
I've got Saka. I took out Saka for Martinelli.
Yeah, that's not a bad move. I haven't had the balls to do that. But yeah. I have thought about that the last few weeks.
So I've got Martinelli and I took him out.
Mm. Are you going to? He'd be another potential captain because, Wolves, Chelsea.
Well, that's it, isn't it? So you fancy 6 points for Arsenal there, don't you?
I did until Chelsea did what they did last night and they won 5-0. And now maybe they've turned the corner slightly. Or is it just Everton that bad? I mean, they did have Ashley Young.
You know, Chelsea won 6-0.
6-0, not 5-0. Oh, I must have gone to work at that point.
Have I got that wrong? In my head, it was six.
It was six?
Yeah.
Oh, who scored the last?
Well, look, we'll just quickly go to the game. Craig's obviously not been watching a lot of football.
Oh, he was right at the end. Yeah, it's 90th minute. That's why I didn't see it. Yeah,
Alfie,
I thought it was 5-0.
Alfie Gilchrist there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There we go. I missed that.
Yeah, well done. And
who is Alfie Gilchrist?
I don't know, but he scored more Premier League goals than you and me.
Well, there you go. Yeah, fair play.
That's what I like about Chelsea's team. Yeah. They've got loads of players you've never heard of.
Yeah, they always seem to bring up at least one made-up one on, don't they?
So,
out Alfie. Well done, mate.
Yeah, well, there you go. So Chelsea, yes. You fancy that. So we'll go from there. But
I got two transfers. So, I will be looking to make changes. Going to see what happens with my injured players first, and then just try and bring in a couple. I'm not sure I'm going to go for, to be honest, this week. Not yet. I haven't decided.
Who do I? Connor Bradley for me is potentially injured.
He didn't look good when he went off.
He did look tired. Mm-hmm. So that does give me an opportunity to bring another Man City player in. Another Liverpool player. Sorry, I meant to say.
Yeah.
Or a player that's got a double game week. Lee Cook, who I've had in for a while, is not really doing much, but he has got a double game week, so I might look at a different Bournemouth player.
Yeah. Semenyo might be a shout.
Yeah, he's doing okay. And I've got two transfers as well, so I'm not looking to do much there.
If I could try and work a way to get Solanke in for this week, I think I probably will. But again, that's if I don't have to take other players out because they're injured. I've still got Udogie. He's so not playing.
The problem I've also got is Leno. If Liverpool do turn it on.
Oh, yeah. Then, who's your subkeeper?
Well, I've still got Aurelio in.
Ah, right, okay. He's not.
Yeah, so. I mean, after getting 81 this week, I could take a minus four.
Twat.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think my league positioning is going to change much, so I can kind of play around with stuff now. Also, have you got any of your tokens left when I talk about tokens? Or
I've got a Bence boost, which I think I'm going to save for 37. And then the next few weeks I'll be trying to build towards getting...
I've still got my triple captain left.
Have you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I might triple captain. I might bench boost as well, but looking at my bench, probably won't. Tarkowski
got a good minus one.
Yes, exactly. Stupepan.
Yeah, SB.
SB. I still can't pronounce it. He's injured. Aurelio's out. So basically, I'd just be bench boosting a player that's...
Alvarez. Yeah,
he looks like he'd probably play. And I'll probably put him in the team anyway because I might take out Cook.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see. But I won't be captaining Palmer this week. No,
you'd be crazy to
and
do
also,
that.
And also, if I'm going to triple captain, it's got to be a double game week.
Absolutely. And do you know what? You could do worse than Martinelli triple captain.
You could
just looking at your teams.
Yeah, it's looking all right. But So, yes, it could be either a spectacular week again, or it could be an absolute...
Or it could be a Craig week.
Yeah. Well, on that point, we'll find out next week. And so, for me, it's goodbye and...
Laters.